This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado Secretary of State says starting today, voters should return their primary election ballots using drop boxes instead of mailing them. Officials say mail-in ballots run the risk of not arriving in time to be counted by 7 o'clock next Tuesday, election night. Today also marks the beginning of early in-person voting. Officials are taking extra safety precautions at polling places due to COVID-19. Colorado's painful budget cuts are done for now. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
Governor Jared Polis is sealing the deal on one of the longest, strangest lawmaking sessions in Colorado's history. He signed the long bill on Monday, finalizing the state's spending plan for the fiscal year that starts July 1st. The budget is usually finalized by the governor in April, but the financial crisis caused by COVID-19 forced the lawmakers to totally rewrite the budget, cutting out 25% of discretionary spending as state revenues imploded. The state's seen faint signs of a recovery, but lawmakers are still expecting tough budget decisions for years to come. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
National Jewish Hospital in Denver says it has a new type of COVID-19 test that is accurate. The science behind the test involves weighing the sample to identify coronavirus instead of relying on color to see it. Officials say the new test requires a doctor's order. Meanwhile, antibody tests continue to be available to the public. 81, partly cloudy in Denver, 91, and sunny in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.